All right, this is Judith Conrad, and we are broadcasting on www.bbsradio.com, and this is Station 1, and there are many stations on this wonderful broadcast station. I am privileged to be here, I just want to say that. I dedicate Thursday to broadcasting to you. I broadcast live, and I also broadcast on television on Monday evenings in the Eugene area, Eugene, Springfield, and Junction City. So I welcome all my friends who are watching me, listening to me. I hope you're watching me. If you are on www.ustreamtv.com or ustream.com, you could pick me up on the Judith Conrad radio show. Whatever it is, I'm being broadcast on radio, and I'm focusing as if this is only radio, although I'm watching myself on my webcam. It's so fun. So this is a program about making a difference, one broadcast at a time, and that is my purpose for doing this. It is accumulation of information that has come to me through the week, and I always say I need a place to put this. So this broadcast is for me, and it's also to share it with you. This is a virtual classroom on the airwaves because I have been a teacher for 25 years in the Richmond Unified School District in San Francisco Bay Area in California. I say that because we are sometimes picked up by different people in different countries. So I have to clarify San Francisco area there. So this is a personal business and intuitive radio program. We work with the personal. If you have anything going on in your life that would relate to the rest of the world, we'd like to have you call in. It's a live call-in show. Anything about your business would be welcome. Any questions? Anything about the intuitive, because that is one of my gifts of being intuitive, and I'm able to tune in and tap into what's going on with you. And how do I do this? Oh, my goodness, I've had years and years of training with some of the best in South America and some of the best in the United States. And I just tap into spirit, to God, and I just really focus on what information I can bring to the rest of the world and to individuals. So here we go. The first thing I don't like to mention is just some of the intuitive insights that I send out every morning, because that's part of my ritual where I tune into what is the information for me. I journal and I write it into the computer, and then I send it out to a group, a subscription group, and they then reply to me. I reply back, and it is a dedicated group that I coach on a regular basis, some for 3 years, some for more. So it's just quite wonderful to use the email in such a way. And I also put that on Facebook, the Intuitive Insights. So last Sunday, we had a full moon in Sagittarius. Now, full moons, new moons are portals. They are windows to another reality. So when the full moon and the new moon come, then it is important that we take some time to dedicate to going inward or to go through that portal. How fun that is, huh? And this is a portal in time, and it's a portal in space. And when we can move easily beyond any constraints of the material reality, we definitely can go into that place. Now, full moon in Sagittarius this last Sunday. Sagittarius is the visionary. It is the teacher. It is about teaching. It is about travel. So this is, I just want to see where you're at with all of this, because I just, like I said, this was for Monday after I'd experienced the full moon. Then on Tuesday, I was looking at, again, breaking free of material reality. That was in another way that I received this information. And what happened through these 2 days, 3 days, was there were major things about loss or damage. Now, it doesn't make any difference whether it was loss, damage, or a stirring up of a lot of different things that I could have done without. However, because I am interested in only serving and going into the deepest possible level of myself, I experience it so that I may assist you through readings, through sessions. So the more severe the disruption, the more significant and timely the requirements are for your growth. If you just have little puny blips or pimples or whatever, it's no big deal. When you receive something major, such as a health issue, such as a separation, you know what I'm feeling? A lot of people are feeling separated from spirit, separated from God. They're feeling separated, period. They don't know what they're connected to because the umbilical cord has been cut. They are just kind of floating out there. And the most important thing I would say is just to be comfortable with being in that place because you're being asked to grow. For Wednesday, June the 10th, and I looked at another source because I'm using all kinds of divination tools. I went to the Mountain Astrologer for the full moon. I went to the ruins for the things about disruption. And then I went to the Mayan, a lady who does Mayan work, Dr. Deborah D. Hall. She's a day keeper and does a daily trisena. And so what I got from that was because of all the disruption had gone on, and I had some clients who were experiencing this, and maybe you had something that was disruptive, whether it was little or big or not big, just look and see, be aware that that could come up for you so that you'll know what to do here. So to release whatever the emotion is, because what was experienced from some of the clients were there was a lot of emotion. And what the message was to visualize this emotion, this disappointment, this disregard, this lack of respect, this whatever it was. Visualize it as a hot coal. Now, if you had this hot coal in your hand, what would you instinctively do with that coal? Would you wrap your hand around it, make a fist out of it? Would you hold on to it tight? Well, guess what? You know what's going to happen with that. You're going to get burned. So instead of closing and holding on to it, you would let it go. I mean, big time. You drop it. And so this is when you do that and you make the dedication and the intention that this is gone forever and ever. It may come back in a minor form. However, we're making the decision that it is over. Okay, for today. I went to those tiny angel cards. I'm sure you've gone into spiritual, metaphysical shops and you've seen these little angel cards. They're just little tiny ones. They are just so adorable. I keep those in my bathroom and it always has a little angel on one side of it. And the one that I chose had the little angel on it and it was blank. Nothing on it. So the lesson for today then is I always call it when it's blank, it's a wish card. What is it that you would wish for? Is there something that you've always wanted to do, something that you've always wanted to be, and something that you've always wanted to have? You notice they put it in the order of be, to do, and to have. The having is the last thing. So being in a certain way is going to cause the doing, and then the doing will result in the having. I call the being the higher purpose. And being in that higher purpose brings you into action, and that action takes you into the having. It's the feeling of it in the midst of all of this. So just imagine, like that little angel card. It was blank except for the angel. The angel's ready to bring whatever you wish. That the slate is blank. It's awaiting your creation. Your life is blank. Okay, blank is the marble. Just think of this block of marble. It's awaiting your chisel. It's the pieta that is inside of it. It is your creation that awaits the chiseling away of the superfluous or whatever is in the way of creating this masterpiece. And you're just sitting there ready to, with your chisel and your hammer, ready to create it. Blank is the canvas, awaiting your paintbrush. Many times, it's frightening to see a blank canvas, or even blank is the page waiting your pen. we look at that blank, and it's blank. I mean, really, what are we going to put on it? And many of us are, and I always include myself in this, I always include the we, that to get started on something, you have to just take the first baby step. You get a great idea. And you say, oh my goodness, I could paint this, and I'm going to do daisies, I'm going to do angels, and then you put the paintbrush on the canvas, and you say, ooh, I might make a mistake. Well, it's kind of like when I do a collage. When I do a collage with a group of people, and I do those quite often. Many people are afraid to put the first picture on there because they might be in the wrong place. Well, it could be in the wrong place, and it could be that that picture is going to get buried and everything else is going to go on top of it. And so be it. You know that picture is underneath there. When I do one, I normally... Oh, I have my lemon water with honey in it. Normally, I find a picture of nature, especially with water, and I'll put it right in the middle, and it's usually large, and then I will start overlaying other pictures on top of it. So that, in other words, I put something down, whatever it is. If you're writing something, just write something. And many times when I'm going to that higher place and I don't know what to say, I will... just say anything. Sometimes I will say, hickory dickory dock, the mouse ran up the clock. And what it does is it has started something. It has started the energy. It's like I say cat, you say rat, I say cheese, you say cheese, and you say, what do you say after cheese? Eat. I mean, it's just, there's a connection. A goes to B, goes to C, goes to D, goes to E, goes to F. And that's many times when I'm working with clients, I'll receive a little piece of information. I'll accept it as if it were gospel about you or whatever. And when you call in, I will go to that place. And I will find some piece of information based on your question. As I'm doing that, then something else will occur to me, and that I will share with you. And then the next piece comes in, and I will share that with you. Until we've received A plus B plus C plus D plus E plus F, and then we just keep going on. So the blank page, the blank canvas, the blank slate, we've wiped it clean, and we get to start over. We start over anew. So blank is the day ahead. Go out and create miracles. Pretty cool, huh? I have one quote that I always keep, and it says, God allows U-turns. Well, because I may be going in one direction, and I get the message, okay, you need to stop and go in a different direction. And a lot of people with ego say, oh, I could never do that. People think I'm going to do this and going to do, well, so what? You may have had a business for 6 years, 10 years. The times have changed. And I did a reading for a lady the other day, and I felt that she might be selling her business, but instead of doing that, her lease was up, so she decided not to renew the lease, nor to sell it, but to take it back to the home where she had started. See, she was a home-based business when times were good. She could do that. She could expand. She could buy more equipment. She could do bigger jobs. Now she's downsizing with all of the papers and all of the printing materials and the printing presses, etc. She's downsizing and she's going back to the home-based business from whence she came. And this is so perfect. When she announced it to our group, everyone cheered because they knew that she was doing what she needed to do. Now, because so many people right now are in chaos, oh my gosh, I have never seen so many people in chaos. And it comes and goes. Sometimes there's clarity for 5 minutes and maybe for a day, maybe 2 days. And then the chaos comes back. So to sit in that chaos is very, very important. Yes. Sit in the chaos and see what wants to come out. There's a reason. And by the way, we create the chaos many times. Yeah, if it's happening somehow in our psyche, somehow in our inner self, we have created that. Yeah, well, people say, no, denial, of course. I wouldn't dream of creating this. I wouldn't dream of creating chaos. I wouldn't dream of creating lack of money, lack of a relationship, lack of a career, lack of work, whatever that is. And yet there's something within that is creating that. So I said, let me go to another divination tool, which is one of my favorites. I use many. And sometimes I just flat out open the Bible, and I will just open it to any place, and I will read it, and I will intuit what did the author intend with this. Or I'll open any book, because I have quite an extensive library. So when I decided to do the tarot cards for today, oh, my goodness, I said, can I put these cards back? And I said, no, we cannot do that. So I'm going to give you the message, because the first three are challenge cards, and they're pretty harsh and very strong. So the first card is the card of sorrow. And the sorrow is mental sorrow. And it has to do with the feminine, females, and mother, and the female authority figures. It has the feeling that everything is coming out of the female genitalia, out of the past, out of the past lifetimes, where the women had no say in anything, and there's sorrow. The word is sorrow. So as I'm talking about sorrow, I want you to imagine that whatever sorrow is existing within you, it could come from a lack of clarity. It could come from some kind of heaviness. It could come from worries. It could come from some kind of restrictions. You want to expand, and Spirit says no. Maybe you have expanded, and I'm thinking of a certain gentleman that I spoke with today who said he was going to be listening to the program. So I'm thinking that he has just taken on a new career, a new job. And so I'm thinking, how does this apply to him? He's just opened the brand new door. And what I'm getting is that for him and for anyone else that's listening or watching, to really look at where their clarity is. Are you clear on your purpose for being here in this brand new job? Are you clear about the purpose, your higher divination source of why you're doing this? So if you can go in and release any sorrow that you may have had about any past careers, know that you've wiped the slate, you're wiping the slate clean. Now think of how this could apply to you, because I'm just not just talking to one person, I never do. I'm talking to the masses, I'm talking to everyone out there who could be experiencing something such as this. And then I picked up another card, just as strong, and that is the Eight of Cups, and that is indolence. That represents exhaustion. It represents nothing in the cups. I mean, they're totally empty. Giving and giving and giving, and nothing is filling the cups. Nothing is filling your life force energy. And if there is something that's filling the life force energy, it's dead. It's dead energy that's filling it. So how I'm just doing a little reading for this gentleman that I talked to about the new career. So I think that what this is instead of giving others your power, you're going deep within. You're going deep within to find that inner part of yourself that is like a fountain to regenerate, because you're starting on something new. I want each and every one of you out there to think of something that you could start anew, something you could create that is, oh my, it is just, it's cooking. It rocks. And you're so excited, you just can't wait. If you would dare to do that, if you can let go of any sorrow you've had from the past, any indolence of giving till you're exhausted, I think you're going to find that you can keep that energy flowing. And then the third one is Nine of Swords, which is cruelty. Now, swords that are dripping blood of beating yourself up in nine different situations. And that could be past lifetimes. I mean, these three cards were not what I would have chosen to be inspirational here for you on the on this radio program or on the people watching. We are so cruel sometimes when we have a little some sorrow coming in and we're exhausted. We just don't know which way to go. And even though everything seems to be going just fine, just in case something should show up where it isn't so rosy, I want you to know you have the tools to stop beating yourself up, to take time to go inside, to reactivate that connection to God, that connection to Source, that connection to whoever your angel is, whoever your guides are, can reconnect and to find, and to let that feminine part of yourself, especially males, men, women, doesn't make any difference. That you go in and you connect with that balance. It's like the right and left brain. I've been visualizing lately. I sit in the cerebral cortex right in the middle of the brain, and I have access to the right brain, left brain, right brain, left brain. Okay? And the last card of that was the nine of discs, and that is game. In the middle are three circles, which is the blue represents wisdom, the green represents creativity, and the pink represents love. You've hit the bullseye with three aspects of whatever's going on with you, whether it's sorrow, indolence, or self-cruelty. You have hit the bullseye. You have somehow in the shock, in the jarring of something that's happened to you, you've broken something loose. Because when we go into deep sorrow, we go into deep fracture, we go into when someone has betrayed us, we go into someone who's disrespected us, treated us inappropriately, or you got cut off on the freeway. All of these lead to instantaneous, we come up with some old program, and it's right there, it just gets you. And so this is, even though we've given, so the message here I'm thinking is, even if you've given and given and given, I don't care how many times you've given, I'm asking you to give again. I'm asking you to trust again. I'm asking you to love again. I'm asking you to step forward in something new again. Whatever has happened, it has helped to strengthen you. Yeah, another one of those. let's strengthen Judith, or let's strengthen me, whatever you out there. I sometimes say that's enough already. I'm pretty strong, and yet the next situation comes along, and I think most of us are resilient. We'll go down for a couple days, and we'll go into this, maybe even the pity pat and the victim stuff. And we'll go into revenge mode. Yeah, that's a good one, revenge. Let's get revenge. How can I destroy them? And this is kind of cute how this all happens. So I'm encouraging you to look at what the patterns are and just to kind of let it be. Well, for those people who've been watching or listening for quite some time, I'm doing something tonight and for tomorrow that I've not done ever in my whole life. I'm going to be offering my readings for, normally I charge quite a bit, $150. I'm going to offer these readings for $50. All you have to do is email me at conrad3198@comcast.net. This is an intuitive session. You can do the reading at a later time. It needs to be paid for tonight or tomorrow. If you're going to do a Visa MasterCard, just email me and I'll call you. If you have Skype, that's even better. If you are someplace outside the country, we can make arrangements to contact you. Just let me know you're interested, because I've never offered that for a long, long time. So for $50, I'll do a reading, and we'll record that reading. I'll do a CD of it, and I'll send it to you. So I'm just feeling like I want to give, and that's what this nine of discs was, of gain, physical gain, that I have so much. And when we have so much, it is very important to give again and again and again. So I'm looking forward to you emailing me, conrad3198@comcast.net. That's comcast.net. And we'll do that reading. I will call you, depending on where you are. Sometimes I do readings on the email, and most of the time I just do them on the telephone, because it's, you start to activate the audio. You start to activate that kinesthetic listening at a deeper level. I know I do, when I do the radio and I hear your voice, I'm tuning in to what's going on with you. So I'm ready for any of you out there who'd like to call in. You have the numbers there, and many of you have Skype. You can go ahead and use Skype. I understand the station has many, many telephone numbers now. They're really upgrading. So you can go ahead and give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. You know the number. There are several numbers there, so I await your call. All right. Excuse me. Ooh, that tea was hot. All right, so let me continue on until someone calls, and I'd love to have you call. You notice I don't have guests on the program because you are the guest. All right. Well, they're not jumping on the telephone, are they? Oh, well, you're probably listening. So, again, my name is Judith Conrad, and my program is the Judith Conrad Show, Judith Conrad Radio Show. If you want to check out Ustream.com, check and see if you can find the Judith Conrad Show. Maybe you can catch it there and listen to it later. You can always listen to the archives here at the at BBS Radio. So what is a reading? Well, I'm sure many of the people on this station talk about that, what their version is. Now, I like to focus on the personal readings. Many, because when someone is in business, which I normally work with, people in business, the CEO, the manager, and usually there's 1 to 3 to 5 people in the company. That's usually where I like to work. Sometimes I work with larger companies. I usually pull them out of the company to find out what's going on. And then using intuition gives you a different perspective of what's going on. The last few people that I've worked with, they had issues with organization. They had just way too many papers, and we assisted them in. It's like kind of like when you have Microsoft Word, you have so many, you know, different folder, different things, and you save everything. And so when you start to put them in folders, it starts to free the space up somehow. It doesn't look like it so much. It hasn't taken, you don't get any more space. So we're looking at how you can get more organized and getting your mind clarity. That's your purpose. What's the foundation that you're really looking at here that you could, that will help you to get moving so that it's just really going to assist you in everything that you do. So thinking of a pyramid. Now, just looking for that, and I just couldn't quite find that pyramid that I have, which shows the foundation, which is at the bottom of the pyramid. On the bottom of the pyramid is the largest part of what you do and how you do it. That's your purpose. Up above that, with a lesser portion of the pyramid, it would be your goals. And as you're looking at the goals and what you're really here to obtain, the goals will change. Your life purpose normally does not. My purpose is to be a teacher. My purpose has evolved into doing media. Primarily media, primarily mentoring people, primarily teaching people meditation to tap into connection to source, connection to God. So the 3 M's, I call them. That's media, mentoring, and meditation. And how I learned my intuitiveness, my personal intuitive development was through meditation, through the creative visualization that my teacher used. And when I went to South America, to Machu Picchu, working with some of the shamans, they're very connected with nature. Therefore, when you're connecting with nature, there's something that opens up when you're sitting by the river, especially a river that's moving rapidly. If you're on a lake that's large, there's something about the lake that you connect with. If you're near a mountain, if you're near the pyramids, there's something about that. These vortexes, or vortices, however you want to describe it, these are energy places, Sedona, where there's something that opens up. Well, I think that just whatever you're doing, wherever you are, doesn't make any difference. You're being opened right here, right now. If you've had some kind of a situation, you want to call in and just we'll just check it out and see what's going on, see if I can tune into something where I can see a different perspective than what you're doing, just give us a call. You have the telephone number there, and I'd love to talk to you. So then, as we're looking at the use of these divination tools, the use of symbols, any tools, any symbols, anything, the quiet time. If you're sitting quietly, especially if you're sitting near, I don't know, something about water, I guess because I'm a Scorpio, I love that running water and the sound of the gurgling brook, the stream that's got a lot of rocks in it and the foam, and it just, there's something about that puts me into an altered state. And I put myself into that place when I'm working with you, when you call in, or when I'm doing a session with you. Again, if you just tuned in, I want to remind that I'm doing a special that I've never done before, which is for $50. I am doing an intuitive reading. You can email me at conrad3198@comcast.net, and I do take Visa and MasterCard. If you're interested, this is kind of also to find out if there's anyone out there listening. And sometimes I never know who's listening out there. I just never know. If you're driving in a car, and I used to do this when I was in San Francisco on KEST from 7 to 9, I would imagine everyone driving to work, and I would imagine people cutting people off and driving and listening to the program, and they're listening to my crazy music, listen to me doing sessions, listening to the call-ins, and I would imagine people out there what they're doing. Of course, with a computer, of course, now you could be with your iPod, you could be listening to this program, and I would assume, but I don't know, that you might be sitting in a living room. You might be sitting outside because the weather should be fairly nice, we hope, depending on where you're living, and that you're connecting to my voice, and you're hearing things that maybe I don't know you're hearing. And that's one of the reasons why when I do a session for people, I record it, because there's so much between the lines. I say things, you're listening, and maybe you're looking at the divination tool, and you don't catch certain things. And as you're listening to the tape or the CD at a later time, many people say, well, I never heard that. She did say that. And so you get to hear things on a much deeper level. In fact, when you're doing a session, I recommend, especially if you're working with me in an ongoing coaching relationship, that you transcribe the tape. Now, I've recommended to many people that they tune into the archives and they go back and they transcribe the archives. There are many things that are said in between the lines, because I have some notes. Once I start, spirit takes over and I'm focusing on you out there, and I'm tuning into your energy of what's happening. Okay. So what else happens in a session? many times people will bring questions about their past lifetimes. Oh, I love doing that. Sometimes I take them back and I put them in trance, but most frequently if they have a question, an issue, I will flash back to a past lifetime, or I'll ask you to step back into another reality in a past lifetime or earlier in your childhood to find out a situation that has caused what's going on right now. And when we are looking at early on in this in your childhood, many times the family patterning will will influence what's going on with you. If your parents were they weren't huggy, they didn't want to touch, and there was always coldness around, that will influence you a lot. And sometimes people go just the opposite. They'll go to the excess of hugging everyone, everything, hugging trees. Well, we're from I used to be from California. I don't think we do that in Oregon, but what do I know, you know? It's important that you just do what you want. And in and around the connecting to source and looking at what has happened in your past. Now, I always like to give tools of how you can access, because not everyone has the inclination to do a reading, to have a session with me, although I've offered it for a fabulous price. So what I'm feeling is, if you want to know how to do this, is to take the time to sit. And, you know, we're such goers. We do so many things. So it's sometimes very difficult to have someone sit for any length of time. 5 minutes, it seems like an eternity to us, to some people. And yet, if you can, I don't know, sometimes people, when people go to the bathroom, that's their wonderful place to fluff their aura, to kind of bring the energy back up because you've been depleted and you're giving and you're talking on the telephone, you're using the computer, and all these things are going on. So if you can just find a place to just do some deep breathing and to just find that quiet place. For some, it may take 10 minutes. For some, it may take 15. Believe me, it is worthwhile doing that. To be able to sit in quietude, just like I'm taking this 1 hour or 55 minutes, whatever the time is, to sit with you and to just let things come through me that could be of service to you. Like I said, I never know who's listening, and I never quite know how it's being received. I know that I'm doing this for myself, number one. I do this for me. I'm very clear on that. And as it applies to other people, I am thrilled if whatever messages I receive, they can be received by you. Because many times you're at a place where you need to make a decision. And you could just say, okay, I'm going to make a decision based on the information that's coming through on the Judith Conrad show. That would thrill me. And many people have done this because you're tapping into information that's actually within you, because I'm tapping into you, especially if you call in. I use my intuition so often, not just in sessions, but I use it for myself in making decisions about how my day's going to go. So when I start my day at sometimes 4 in the morning, I feel so good at 4 in the morning. It's so quiet. I love it. And sitting in quietude, because I've just awakened, and now I'm going, and I'm so close. The veil is so thin at that time. I can sit and very quickly go into that sacred space where I'm connected to God, connected to Spirit, connected to Source. And I can say, okay, show me what is here for me. And I may write, or I may pull the angel card, I may pull a tarot card, just anything, or I may open a book. And then I allow Spirit to bring the information through as I'm writing. This means that I am tuned in. I've let go of my analytical side. The analytical side is done when I'm writing to make sure that, well, I go back and I correct any grammar. And this, there's a natural knowing that occurs during this. And it's like knowing in the pit of your stomach that this is something that's valid. It's an instinct. It may be a realization that something came from a past lifetime. It may be what's going on right now. It may be something I read in the newspaper. It may be an inclination of something that's going to happen in the future. We all have this tool. It's just that I've studied it, honed the skill so that it's on call. Some people have this intuition, get these intuitive insights, and they they don't quite know what to do with it. How do I translate that? And they can't really call it up when they need it. I hope you're one of the people who knows how to use it once it's brought up. I hope you're one of the people who can bring it up on call. That is wonderful because it's such a tool. I call it intuition, my new best friend. Yeah, because it is a best friend. It indicates how I'm going to live my life. I say that all the successful people in the world trust their intuition, and they use it in their personal life, and they use it in their professional lives. They trust their intuition, and if you're ever interested in learning how to do that, I'd love to assist you in that. I'm considering having a teleconference class where we'll open up to the meditation, and we'll open up to opening that intuitive side of yourself. And we all, and of course, I'm always using right brain, left brain, that analytical part as well as the intuitive. So what I'm bringing is the coaching, which is the left brain analytical part, and the organizational working and pulling it all together, and then that intuitive side. So it's a nice combination that I'm going to be bringing into this class. And again, if you're interested in that, you can give me a call at you can email me at conrad3198@comcast.net. That's the same email for the special for tonight and tomorrow. If you want to email me and let me know I'm interested, for $50, you bet I am. And it will be recorded. Okay, let's go back. Again, you're invited to call in. Kind of shy people out here tonight. Okay, so we're talking about how to make these decisions, how to use your intuition. One of the ways, or actually a couple of the ways I like to do it, I like to do the mind map. Now, if you can imagine, I talk about this quite often because I think it's such a valuable tool. In fact, it was one of the first ways that I realized that I could access both sides of the brain, right brain and left brain, because as I'm drawing a circle in the middle with spokes, sometimes I'll use 5, 6, 7 spokes, and in the center, I will write a theme of something I want to develop. Let's say the title of a book. Let's say the title of a radio program. Let's say, oh, just name anything. A decision to be made. And on the spoke, each one of the spokes, if you have to make a decision, you could write possibility after possibility. And you'll notice as you're writing these possibilities, which ones have the strongest energy? You write down, and you can't censor anything. Just write every possibility down. This is called mind mapping, and it is also called masterminding. When you're doing this, you're bringing in every possibility, right brain, left brain, it's a stupid suggestion, I'm going to write it down anyway. In any and all of these situations, the information is coming from someplace. It's coming from the intuitive part. It's coming from the analytical part. As you're doing this, now you'll notice you've maybe, 8, 9 possibilities that you have as a solution or an answer or whatever. I think you get the drift of it. And then maybe you'll take one. One of the solutions looks real strong. So you'll do a side, you'll do a slash on that. And so you can do 5 or 6 of these on this one solution. So the solution may be to sell the business. So you would write down possibilities. Get taxes up to date. Update business plan. Look for potential buyers. And as you're doing that, so the subcategories now start influencing everything. And in the meantime, what's happening with your body, your stomach? When I was talking to the lady about selling her business, I could see the hairs on the back of her neck were just standing right up. There was no way that she was in, this is my baby, you know. And yet, in the process of all of this, it came in that something new was calling her. So she couldn't sell it. That was not going to be an option. So she decided to move back to her home office. And as she's doing that, she can continue, and any accounts receivable that she has, she can catch up with those. And there's something new that's coming in based on her skills as a people person and organizational. She loves to organize meetings. She's fabulous at that. Probably could do great events and loves to talk with people. So you see, it wasn't a compromise for her. It was not an option for her to sell at this time, and it would have been difficult. So she intuitively, out of our session, was able to come to a conclusion that was acceptable for her at this time, and then to allow the new to come in. So how do you check your body to see whether there's what's going on? So you go through your own body before, this is what I do before I start a session. It just, I guess I do it automatically without even thinking about it. I used to do it where I would start from the top of my head and I would say, okay, what am I thinking? What am I hearing? What am I seeing? What do I taste? What am I touching? What's my heart doing? What is going on here? Do I have any aches and pains? Do I have anything in my stomach? Is my stomach growling? Do I have pains in my joints? Are my legs stiff? Are my knees stiff? Are my feet, are they antsy? Am I agitated? Am I calm? So I do all of this before, because I want to be sure that what I'm picking up from you is not mine. At one time, just before sessions, my husband would come in and challenge me about something. I finally got him to stop doing that because it would throw me into a place where I could not be as high as... I had to work to bring myself back. I said, could you not wait till after the session and we can talk about whatever it is? It's not important. We'll get it discussed, just not before I do a session, because I do spend time ahead of time checking my body, checking whether there's any fear, any other feelings that are going on. Cool, huh? These are a lot of the things I've been training in for years. So where are you on this? Still waiting for calls? Not needing them? I have plenty of things to cover to the rest of the hour. However you'd like to call in, I would love it. Just a reminder for those who just tuned in that tonight and tomorrow, if you would like the reading for $50, and this is a recorded session. Any questions, you can bring up any topic. We'll record it, and I'll call you. And sometimes I'll do this on the email. Depends on where you live. And we'll just, it'll be fabulous. Okay, so Conrad3198@comcast.net. I hope you're having a great time out there. I am. Right. So, how about when you meet somebody? And I do meet a lot of people because I'm out networking a lot. I want just notice, because we just did the body check. I'm feeling clear. There's nothing going on in my body, and if there is, I know exactly what it is, and I know why it's there. So you meet someone, and sometimes you just click. You look at each other and you think, oh, what a fabulous individual. And the other person looks at you and thinks, ooh, what a fabulous individual. This person is rocking and roll. This person has so much going. And then next time you turn around, you meet someone and you just like that. Hairs in the back of your neck just bristle and just, ooh, can't stand this person. And so if you must do business with this person and you have all this prickly feeling, the most important thing is to clear the energy immediately. Because if you have to do business with a person, you want to get onto the same wavelength so that you have unconditional love moving toward that person. It could be an indication that there's a past lifetime that has reared its ugly little head, and it, you know, if you can do it rapidly, Sometimes I can do it very rapidly when I meet someone and this happens. And I can clear it in a heartbeat because I'll see myself, oh, there we were in the arena, gladiators fighting to the death. And neither one of us wanted to kill each other, and there we are. One of us has to die, and we both realize that. And here I run into you again, and I have so much compassion for you. You killed me, or I killed you, or whatever it is, and the two of us are just, it's like we want to fall in each other's arms because we didn't want to kill each other. We were best friends before. So life dealt us a dirty deal, I guess you'd say, in this lifetime. We get to rectify that. We get to come back together. However, if the same situation, we're being asked to fight to the death, I hated you, you hated me, and we were in anger. We just had to, ooh, get you, I'll get you, I'll get you. Or you betrayed me, all of this stuff that went on before. And so when I meet you this time, and the same with you, you meet me, it's like, can't stand you. What is it? You don't understand. So if you flash back, okay, what could the possibility be that in past lifetime, what could have happened? Ooh. So you jump right in, and sometimes I can do it instantaneously. And I can see that situation. And I say, okay, I got it. We don't have to do that anymore. Pretty cool. And, yeah. Again, invitation to call in. We have the numbers right there. And you've been thinking, I know some of you are kind of thinking about it. Well, getting kind of close, so I don't know if you'll be able to have time. But if you want to just do a quick call, that would be fine. Again, if you're interested in a reading, that would be my greatest joy. Yeah. Silence. You know, many people are afraid of silence. To be able to sit in the silence. Because when we're sitting in the silence, we many times find parts of ourselves that we start beating ourselves up about. And many are afraid to go into that silence because we've covered up so many things. And if we keep moving and keep doing things and just doing and buying things to appease our inner self, then sooner or later it has to stop because spirit is asking us to take a break and to go inward and rather than having the calamity. Remember we talked about that early on. Rather than having that, it's good to just stop and to go inside and to be calm. Yeah. I'm wondering if anyone has found the program on Ustream.com, the Judith Conrad radio show or the Judith Conrad show. Be interesting to find. I'm going to find out afterwards whether I can find it. And whether you could email me and say, yeah, I found it. I was watching you. Yeah. The other thing, in manifesting what you really want to have in life, is to act as if you are a magnet. I am so attractive. I'm attracting everything I want. And when you walk through a crowd, you walk as if you were the magnet, and whatever the magnet statement intention is, that you are attracting financial support, you're attracting success, you're attracting a mate, a beloved, you're attracting self-confidence, you're attracting love. You become the magnet. And then you can go the other way and become like a radar. You become radar sensitive. So you're able to tune into people, and of course it's only with their permission. It's inappropriate to tune into anyone that doesn't want you in their space. So sometimes people will say, well, you do a read on my father, my mother, my boyfriend, or whatever. And when I check in, and sometimes I'll get a yes, and quite often I'll get a no. They want nothing to do with anyone finding out what's going on with them. They'd rather keep a secret. I could never, ever do a reading that is intruding, and it brings in karmic difficulties. So we don't want to do that. Well, I think I'm just about out of time, so I'm going to close. Thank you so much for listening. I look forward to your emails, conrad3198@comcast.net. If you're interested in the $50 reading, that would be fabulous. And I'm closing. I want to remind each and every one of you out there that who you are makes a difference. I'll see you next week.